working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. Happy Thursday, everybody. Man, there's a lot going on today, not only in ag, but in high school playoffs. I'm going to go over that with you here in just a second. Let's check out some temperatures. Just a gorgeous day. 61 at Beaver, 61 at Lahoma and Cherokees. 65 at Butler. Bessie, you're 64. 63 at Hollis. 64 at Hobart out here in the panhandle of Texas. All 60s. 60 at Lipscomb. 62 at Wellington. Odell, 65. Wichita Falls is actually the warmest, and they're 67 degrees. All right, first things first. Let's see here. I want to update you on the ball games today, people. Bear with me here. On Paragon TV, starting here in about 55 minutes, Merritt will be playing the Wilson girls at Chickasha. All this is you can catch on ParagonTV.com. Also, Sentinel boys will be playing Eric at Bridge Creek. I know for a fact that Cotton King is on his way. I talked to him. I was kind of upset and disgruntled a little bit that I didn't hear back from him yesterday when I was making fun of his housewife tractor he bought yesterday. And he was disgruntled and mad that I was talking about him with a tractor. So anyway, he was too busy worried about firing people from the government and stuff like that. But I think Tammy was pretty much keeping him under control of that. That's the reason why he's not been on Facebook lately. He's been banned. Also, let's see. Shedler, is that how you say that? Shedler will be playing the Lady Girls at the Stride Center. And then Cheyenne will be playing, Cheyenne Reagan Girls will be playing OK at Stroud. And that is at 6 p.m. And so is the Lady Girls game is at 6 p.m. Then tomorrow, Quentin and Canute Girls play at 6 p.m. at Canute, it looks like. No, at Stroud. Sorry, at Stroud. And what else? Hammond will be playing Chattanooga at Bridge Creek at 6 p.m. And then the Hammond boys will be playing Duke at Bridge Creek at 7:30. Lots of playoffs going on. Regional basketball tournament Friday, February 27th. Tomorrow, Cash visits the Elk City boys at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Weatherford. And then Weatherford girls will be playing the Elk City girls at 6 o'clock tomorrow at Weatherford, and that's all on Big Elk TV. Check it out. Lots of good coverage going on with basketball. I know Gabe and Sean, they're probably already there at Chickasha. They're going to be doing the Merritt girls. So good luck to the Merritt girls. Get them, Allie. She's a Briton, according to some other people. So play good. What else is going on? Oh, there's a meeting that I wanted to tell you guys about. Hang on here a second before I forget. There we go. The Roger Mills Beckham County Prescribed Burn Association annual meeting will be March 4th. That's this Monday coming up at noon. First Methodist Church at Cheyenne, right there on the highway. RSVP, if possible, to Greg Allen at 580-497-6548. However, not required. Lunch will be served by the Methodist women. And that's coming up March 4th. I think that's Monday, isn't it? Yep. No, Tuesday. It's Tuesday. Also, we got new Penny News is out. Man, check out that bull and female sale calendar. Oh, by the way, the Quartermaster Creek bull sale was just bad to the bone yesterday. I want to first apologize to Shane Kirk. He was on here talking about their new store they're opening, and Sarah is coming Monday. I was kind of, my attention was kind of diverted to that other computer because I wanted to see what those bulls were selling for, and they did really good. So Annie and Mike, congratulations on a great bull sale yesterday. But coming up this Saturday over at Burns Flat, just east of the Burns Flat Cotton Gin, a mile, Davis Angus bull sale will be happening at 12:30. And then come Monday, the Piercy Angus production sale will be happening down there at Eakley. A matter of fact, Trey is going to be on the show here in about 20 minutes with me to talk about it. And then my man, Joe Ferris, Ferris Cattle Company. That'll be, that sale's coming up March 5th. What did that make it? Wednesday? Yeah. At 1 o'clock up there, by Woodward. And then, Beckler Ranch will be having their bull sale March 8th at 11 a.m. Hobson Angus will be having their sale at March 10th at 12 o'clock. And then the Harrison Cattle Company, March 25th at 12 o'clock. There's lots going on, and all the sale information is in the Penny News. So pick up your Penny News. Matter of fact, the front page there is the, there's one on there, the Hereford Heritage 13 Annual Bull Sales going on. Oh, it's already done. That's, we had that the other day. So, yeah, never mind. My bad. But all the bull sales are in here. Page 2 is the Piercy one. Let me keep opening them up. I bet you I find one every page I open. Here's, and then also this is the hot item. This is the collector's item, Penny News. Look back at National FFA Week. There's pictures of all of our FFA chapters that visited my show during the 2 weeks we did this, and all the sponsors that sponsored National FFA Week, and good looking pictures of some kids in there. So pick one up for your children. And yep, there's the Davis Angus Value Genetics bull and female sale. I'm trying to get there. And then there's another page, the Harrison Cattle Company production sale going on. So man, just it's bull sale time. We know that it's an exciting time to be a rancher or cattle producer for that going on. I think that's about all I got for giving you updates on what time it is. 12:11. All right, let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Soybean futures were higher in overnight trading as the U.S. Department of Ag estimate for planting came in below industry expectations. The USDA said in its annual Ag Outlook Forum it expects U.S. producers in 2025 and 2026 marketing year to plant 84 million acres with soybeans, missing the trade forecast at 84.4 million acres. That's also down from the baseline in October that was at 85 million. And last year, there was 87.1 million acres actually planted. Corn planted in 2025-26 is seen at 94 million acres above trade forecast of 93.6 million. The government in October estimated 92 million. And last year, the growers planted 90.6 million acres of corn. Wheat area is now expected at 47 million acres, up from the estimated 46.7 million, and the October baseline was at 46 million. Final planted area a year ago was 46.1 million acres. Soybean production in the next marketing year is seen at 4.37 billion bushels on a yield of 52.5 bushels an acre. Corn output is pegged at 15.58 billion bushels on a yield of 181 bushels an acre. Wheat production is forecast for 1.926 billion on a yield of 50.1 bushels per acre. Soybeans for May delivery came up 6 cents to 10.47 and a quarter a bushel overnight. I'm still waiting on that prediction that was early last year or late the year before. Is going to be soybeans were going to be at $15 a bushel, and I just don't see it happening. Soy meal added $1.30 to $303.80 a short ton, and soy oil gained 0.08 cents to 45.67 cents a pound. Corn futures rose 0.75 cents to 4.94 and a quarter a bushel. Wheat futures for May delivery fell 4.5 to 5.75 and a quarter, while Kansas City futures lost 4.25 to 5.94 and a quarter a bushel. Ethanol production fell again, but the inventory surged. Looks like the biofuel decreased on a weekly basis from 1 point. Where was that? It didn't say. It's decreased an average of 1.081 million barrels a day. I don't know what that's down from. Usually they put that in there. This is the lowest production in over a month, but the highest level inventory since 2020, according to this report. Ethanol inventories in the 7 days that ended on February 21st were reported at 27.571 million barrels. That's up from 26 million barrels the previous week and the highest level for stockpiles since April the 17th of 2020. This morning I caught you get those, not ads, but something different that show up on your Facebook page, and they showed 40 or 50 fire trucks up there in Nebraska, volunteer firemen, and there's pretty cool trucks. I think our local departments need to check that video out. There's some pretty cool one-ton grass rigs in there that I thought was pretty cool, but they all gathered up, met somewhere, and they're headed out somewhere there in Nebraska. The reason being, strong winds and low humidity will create tinderbox-like conditions in parts of central Nebraska heading into the weekend, according to the National Weather Service. Northwesterning winds are expected to gust up to 45 miles an hour tomorrow. So critical fire weather is happening in a big chunk of Nebraska and South Dakota. So we hope it don't happen, but we all know about wildfires around here. So there's a good chance if the right recipe's there, something's going to happen, whether it be somebody's chain dragging on their trailer or something going on. So everybody just be careful. And we don't have any wind around here, and luckily we didn't have any major fires yesterday. So all's good. All right, we're going to take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. When we come back, we'll check out the Lipscomb dealerships, up-to-date grain market prices. Be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Big 3 Model Year Clearance Sale is happening now at all 7 Lipscomb dealerships. Great big limited time savings on new GM, Ford, and Stellantis vehicles, including special 0% financing and discounts of over $11,000 off select Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicles at Lipscomb in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and online at LipscombDealerships.com. Save more in the country. Lipscomb, good people, great deals since 1979.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, February 24th. 1,192 head were sold, 14 head of steers at 506, brought 352, 15 at 684, brought 288, 3 at 775, brought 282, 6 at 836, brought 271, 25 at 905, brought 253, 4 at 943, brought 245, 26 at 1013, brought 241, 3 head of heifers at 422, brought 330, 6 at 552, brought 323, 9 at 568, brought 296, 13 at 717, brought 260, 24 at 797, brought 248.75, 5 at 814, brought 239, 11 at 831, brought 245, butcher cows were 78 to 175, butcher bulls brought 154 to 185, bred cows were 1300 to 3000, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March the 1st at 12:30. Selling 85 yearling and 18-month-old bulls and 25 first calf commercial pairs. Tested for DNA data, birth, weaning, yearling, and ultrasound data, over 50% of the bulls are suitable for use on heifers. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale Saturday, March the 1st at 12:30 on County Road 2150 near Burns Flat. More information available at davisangus.com or search Davis Angus on Facebook.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your ag weather update for the Texas Panhandle, Wellington. 63 degrees, humidity's 19, winds are out of the northeast at 14, with wind gusts up to 21. Peak wind gust today, 23.08 hundredths of an inch, 0.08 hundredths of an inch. Precipitation this month, no red flag or sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature, getting there, boys, 49. I guess you guys seen the wheat and the rye and all that stuff is greening up a little bit. Now we need a good rain. That'll help out a lot. I want to stand corrected. Thanks to one of the listeners. I had a misprint on my Big Elk TV .com sheet. The games are today, not manana, but they are today at Weatherford. Cash is playing Elk City Boys at 2:30, and the Weatherford Girls is playing the Elk City Girl at 6 o'clock at Weatherford today. You can watch this if you can't make it. BigElkTV.com. I know I'll be turning on the Merit one here pretty quick. Okay, let's see here. Let's check out when I find it. The Lipscomb dealerships grain market update. As soon as it updates here we go. March corn 466 down 11.5, May 482 down 11. Soybeans for March 1024 up a quarter. May is down 2 at 1039. Soybean meal March 292 down 140. May is 301.40 down 110. Soybean oil, March 44.69 down 28, May 45.31 down 28. Hard red winter wheat is down, whew, almost not quite the limit, getting there close. March is 5.67 down 17.5. May is down 18 at 5.80. See what cotton's doing. Cotton, it's just ain't nothing happening. Yeah, if anything, is going backwards. July cotton 67.74 down 13. Oil out of West Texas, April 70.12 up 150. Natural gas for April, 3.96. And looks like the Dow is in the green, trading nicely. And the S&P and the NASDAQ are down slightly. Woo, a little change on the live cattle from what I checked this morning. Live cattle for February, 199.67 up 85. April's 195.95. Down, up 132. Feeders for March 276.40 up 202. April 275.47 up 195. May is 273.82 up 2. Lean hogs April 84.35 down 395. May 88.75 down 370. Poor pigs. They were up till earlier this week, the last couple weeks, they just been going slowly backwards, and they started gaining some, and they lost it all so far today. Market's still got another hour, hour and a half to go. We'll see what happens on that. Okay, let's see if I get this right. Yes. Brucellosis found in Wyoming cattle. It's not something we wanted to hear. Routine surveillance testing has identified brucellosis-affected cattle herds in Wyoming, one herd in Park County, which borders the Yellowstone National Park, and Montana, the other one in Sublette County in West Central Wyoming, while the two counties are not continuous together, they are connected by a forested area and mountain ranges, so see what's going on there. Both herds were located within Wyoming's brucellosis designated surveillance area and were quarantined following a confirmation of the test results. No contact herd quarantines are anticipated. The Wyoming Livestock Board currently has three herds in the Park County and another herd in Sublette County under brucellosis quarantine. That's not good. Testing of affected herds is in a cooperative effort between herd owners and private veterinarian practitioners. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Services and Veterinarian Services personnel participated in these. The Wyoming Game and Fish cooperates with federal agencies in surveillance and diagnosis of brucellosis in the cattle and bison. The bacteria of concern is brucellosis, or Bang's disease as we know it, has been in the U.S. since the 1930s. All 50 U.S. states, Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands are today considered brucellosis-free, except livestock near the greater Yellowstone area, where wild bison and elk often intermingle with cattle in the last remaining reservoir of the disease in the United States, according to this report. The WLSB said identification of brucellosis positive cattle is not uncommon within Wyoming's DAS, where brucellosis occasionally spills over from wildlife to cattle. Required brucellosis surveillance for specified cattle in the DSA includes testing before leaving the DSA or within 30 days before a change of ownership. Interesting. We sincerely appreciate the cooperation from the producers and vets, they say. The majority of our DSA veterinarians has been using EID tags for almost a decade when performing brucellosis official calfhood vaccinations and routine brucellosis surveillance testing, said Webb, adding that the EID has significantly enhanced the accuracy and traceability of the state's brucellosis data. There you have it. And I didn't read this story because of the EID tag. I didn't even know it was in there. That's why I laughed when I come across it. See, it does have a purpose. You knew I was going to say that. I'm sorry. The only part of the EID deal I even consider negative is the part where it puts a big load on the sale barns. I get that. And other than that, I don't get it. I'm not biting into this. They're just going to keep wanting to put EID tags on our steers and our calves, stockers and feeders that out on wheat and stuff. I don't see it. Maybe I'm wrong. Hey, when it does happen, I will admit I was stupid. I was wrong. You guys were right in your conspiracy theory on that. But there's no need in it. Guys, they got satellites up there right now. If they wanted to count your cows, they can zoom down there. They don't need EID tags. And the EID tags are only good for about 20 foot anyway. So I think Jordan Davis the other day told me it has helped them considerably in tracking their genetics on their bulls for their bull sales. It's made it a lot easier with these numbers and all these non-metal tags and stuff. So I think there's some good out of it. I haven't seen the bad yet, but I know I'll hear about it. So anyway, all right, let's see what else we go. Let's go ahead and take a break. And I'm going to get a hold of Trey Piercy down there at Eakley and have him come on and talk about his sale coming up, the family sale coming up Monday. Be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Hello, this is Kent Watkins, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. Are you looking for a new place to buy all of your livestock feed, seed, and chemical? Let SEI Agritech be your trusted place to get everything you need. We offer winter feed contracts, buy the bag or bulk. We carry Mix 30 liquid supplement, Total Equine horse feed, Sure Crop fertilizer, Golden Harvest corn seed, Advanta hay grazer seed, and we also are an authorized dealer for livestock nutrition centers. Give us a call today. Follow us on Facebook. Come by and see us, SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
You've got a business to run and need vehicles to run it. We get it. Let Lipscomb Dealerships help you, whether your company drives Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, or Ram. We've got the half-ton and heavy-duty trucks you need to get the job done at Lipscomb Dealerships. Six convenient locations for service across North Texas and Western Oklahoma. Call us today at 800-205-7130. That's 800-205-7130. Or visit LipscombDealerships.com and save more in the country. Lipscomb, good people, great deals since 1979.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update. I picked Camargo because I got a cousin up there, I think. He said somewhere down the line we're kin. 64 degrees, dew points 20, humidity's 19, the winds are out of the north at 16, with wind gust up to 20. 10-day rain total, 0.01 inches. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 48. Sunset at 6:29. 66 today, 35 tonight, and really nice tomorrow. 75 degrees and sunny with southwest wind 7 to 15 miles per hour. We're on the phone with me right now is Mr. Trey Piercy. Welcome to the show, sir.
How are we doing today?
Oh, we're doing.
So, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's just we all need rain, right?
Definitely. Hopefully we'll get a shot of it on Sunday.
Yeah, it sounds like we got a slight chance of it, and everybody just keep their fingers crossed. Well, Piercy Angus Cattle Company, you got your sale coming up at noon, March the 3rd.
On Monday.
Yeah, Monday. I was a day off when I called you the other day. I'm glad I called you.
It happens.
Yeah, it does. This is your production sale. Tell everybody what you're offering there.
So we've got a total of 72 registered Angus bulls, which consist of 15 two-year-olds, 36 18-month-olds, 21 yearlings, as well as a special group of replacement heifers that's kind of coming directly out of the heart of our herd. They will be registered Angus heifers open. They'll be selling in groups. One of the best group of females we've ever put together. And I know we're not on the phone for the heifers, but...
Yes, we are. We're talking about it all.
If you're looking for quality females to build a herd on, these are definitely them, But no, we're thrilled to have the bull set. Looks like we're going to have some gorgeous weather for it. It's always hit and miss for us at the 1st of March, but looks like we're going to have some beautiful weather. But we as a family, we make an entire weekend of it. We start bringing all the bulls and everything in on Saturday, get everything pinned up. So Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, all the bulls will be there for visual inspection. And then on Sunday, we have our Pierce Angus Cattle Ice Cream Social, where we have homemade ice cream, homemade cobblers, all that stuff, really all afternoon into the evening. You can come just mill around through the bulls with no time restraint whatsoever, get a visual inspection on everything, hang out with us and the family. We've got guys that will show up at 10 o'clock in the morning and won't leave till dark. So it's just it's a relaxed atmosphere where everybody gets a good solid chance to look through the selection. And for those that do have a 9-to-5, you know, weekday job, it gives them the opportunity to come look through everything, figure out what they want. They can leave bids with our sale ring guys or with our auctioneer, and we can get something bought for them.
Who's your auctioneer?
We've got Roger Entz doing it.
Oh, okay.
With the entire Entz family, they do the auctioneering for us, and they do all the clerking. We love it because all of the farmers and ranchers in our area are very familiar with them and have worked with them for years and years and years, and it's very much a down-home family feel for sure.
Yeah, well, unless somebody calls with a major, like, quarter-hole golf game, I might come check out the ice cream deal.
Well, come on. Yeah, it's great. It's great. It's, like I said, it's a relaxed time to – a lot of people do come sell morning, but you only have just a couple hours to run through everything that we've got there. But that's all happening on Sunday, and moving into Monday, we'll have donuts and coffee and everything there Monday morning of the sale. We'll start serving lunch at 11 a.m., and then sale starts at noon sharp.
What's where exactly is the sale? What's your directions from Eakley?
So from Eakley, you'll go 3 miles north on Highway 58 there, and it'll be a mile and a half back west.
Okay.
So it's actually on Colony Road for the locals. It's Colony Road. It's the blacktop that goes from Highway 58 to Colony. We're located about smack dab in the middle. We actually built our sale facility and everything we do right there on one of my great-grandpa's first properties he ever purchased was right there. So that's where we're at.
Well, looking at your sale, Bill.
We've got signs everywhere, so you can't miss it.
Okay. And how far is that north of Weatherford?
So it'll be south of Weatherford.
South of Weatherford.
Yep. Yeah. So it'll be south of Weatherford. Let me look at my map I've got here. So you're gonna be 12 miles south on Highway 54, and then you'll go back east 6¾ miles, be right there at the sale facility.
Okay, cool. And then looking at your sale, Bill, this is a major family event.
It is. It is. That's what we base everything off of.
And I'm taking who's mom and dad?
So grandma and grandpa.
Our grandma and grandpa, Donna. Yeah. There we go. I'm looking at that wrong.
Grandma and grandpa are Gail and Donna.
Yeah.
And then my dad is Kevin, and then Terry, my uncle's involved.
Okay.
And then it's myself, and then my younger brother, Trent. We're all in it together, and it makes Thanksgiving interesting, but it happens.
Well, let's discuss that a little more. Why is that interesting?
Well, it's we do things uniquely. I mean, we know plenty of family operations out there, but
yep.
we all own our individual cattle. We all come together for a bull sale. So my dad and myself and my brother, we kind of run a lot of the spring bred or spring calving stuff. My uncle runs a lot of the fall calving stuff. So it's great because you always have support. You always have a helping hand laying around somewhere to come, if you're in a bind. But it's no different than running a family business together. Sometimes people have differing opinions, and you sit down and you shake hands and figure out how to make it all work.
Yeah, and that's awesome. Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be. Well, let's talk a little bit about your genetics and your bulls. What seems to be, do you have a lot of different bulls that's giving you the genetics that you're selling Monday, or is there's a couple of them you have more than the others? I mean, what's your bloodline here?
Well, there's definitely – definitely some. I think the best way to start this talk on genetics is to kind of start where we began. We've been my grandpa bought his first commercial cow in 1953. It's always been something we've done growing up in the Eakley area. There's peanuts and corn and cotton and everything else that we were involved in, but we always had cattle around. Some years it was more of a byproduct. Some years it was the main focus. Really 17 years ago, we said no more row cropping. We're doing everything we can for cattle. We've transitioned our entire farming operation to grazing only, that sort of thing. And then we got to a point where we were getting just frustrated. We just couldn't find bulls that we really really worked in our area and worked in our environment. And we found some that were, really fleshy bulls that would come out and lay underneath the shade tree for the first 3 months of the spring, and we found some bulls. So we went down this path of identifying genetics that we really liked and trusting some people that were in our lives that, steered us the right direction. And we started raising bulls literally just for ourselves. And then it started, turned into selling to some neighbors. Then it turned into, selling 50, 60 bulls private treaty. Then it turned into selling a couple hundred bulls a year private treaty. And then at that point, we realized, okay, we need to put this together and have a production sale. And that's where we're at. This is our eighth annual production sale. So genetics for us really stem back to a lot of the base cows that we originally bought, that we originally put together, that's based on cattle that work in our environment. I don't want to sell, cattle that's going to look phenomenal coming off of a feed trough. I don't want to sell cattle that are over conditioned. I want to sell hardworking, rugged, athletic bulls.
Ready to go to work.
That's out there ready to go to work. That's going to get out there, get their job done. They're built for longevity. They're built to go do their job and you not have to think about them as a rancher. And that's what we focus on. We're very, very particular when it comes to feet, when it comes to udder, when it comes to, hard-doing cattle. If anything's got an attitude, they're hard-doing or real rough flesh, or they have bad feet, that's the easiest way to become a Piercy Angus beef steak because we just refuse to deal with it. In environments we grow cattle in, everything's 100% natural. Everything's laid out what you're seeing when you buy them at the sales, what the good Lord created them to be. No smoke, no mirrors, no extra feed, nothing of that nature.
What is your main bloodline that is on the boy side? What is your main, are you just using a lot of different bulls?
No, on the bull side, we've been phenomenally impressed with two different bulls from Tahama, which one of them is going to be Patriarch.
Yep.
He's been a bull that's been great for us on both sides, on females that we're keeping as well as the bulls that we're selling. He's been phenomenal on adding just a touch of frame, which it's mixed match on who wants to buy what. But in our area, a lot of guys hold cattle all the way through wheat pasture, so that extra frame's a ton of money to them. So that's one bull that we've gotten along really, really good with. The other one's a Tama Tahoe bull, which is really wired a lot the same, a little bit different pedigree, got upward in his pedigree, which is, a really great growth bull that's worked for a lot of people, including ourselves. And then what we've kind of been pleasantly surprised with is we've really kind of pushed everything back and actually using some Schaff genetics, some SAV genetics. I know some people that's a cuss word, but they've mixed and matched very, very good with the cattle that we have. So we've got the True North bull we used a lot. We've got the Resource bull that we've used a lot. And in our neck of the woods, they're really producing really good moderate cattle. That extra frame may not be there, but they've created some of the best females that we've ever been able to keep back. And they're good-footed, they're good-uddered, incredible mamas, and we've been extremely, extremely pleased with them. And then the other bull, if I got enough time here, is just the LD Capitalist bull. Ludington's did an incredible job raising him up north, and we've seen a lot of cattle come out of him before we jumped on board. We've used him for about 6 years straight now. He's been a fan favorite for absolutely every year that we've put bulls through the cell. Real deep ribbed bull, got that extra Nitzer frame everyone's looking for, structurally correct, great feed on them, and then really the same story for the females that we've been able to keep out of them.
Well, I just, out of curiosity, I was looking at the penny news because that was easy for me. It's right here in front of me. So while you were talking about that, I brought up your website, and it was easy to do. Piercy Angus.
PiercyAngusCattle.com.
I was trying to say cattle and I couldn't spit it out.
Yep.
Something caught my attention and I want to thank you for it. Mm-hmm. And you guys donate money from your sale to the FFA, local FFA chapters. And I want to thank you for that because they're very important to our future.
Yes, for sure. We do. So, yeah, we call it 50 for the future. So every bull that we sell, we donate $50 out of that bull to the FFA chapter of the buyer's choice. So when you go to check out and meet with Miss Jackie Entz and her crew and you tell them this is the bull I bought, this is where I want that check to go, that $50 to go to, well, we round all that money up. Once we get everything settled, we send direct checks to those FFA programs because, like you just said, it's the future of ag. Every one of us that's in this, whether being the cattle side, whether being the farm side, whatever it looks like, we've been impacted one way or another by an FFA chapter and an FFA advisor.
Yes.
You know, for me, I went to high school at Hydro Weekly. It was Mr. Chris Clausen, one of the greatest, you know, men that had an impact in my life, got me into livestock judging, which created this passion for creating seed stock cattle. I owe so much to that program, to that chapter, and to him. And I see that. And you know, this is not meant to offend anybody, but we all see it, that the average age of the rancher is skyrocketing and there's not people to take their place. And for us to be able to continue to feed the world, we've got to invest in that next generation. And this is our small part of doing that, is doing everything we can to help them. You know, at the end of the day, it's not, we wish we could do more, but it's something that we're divvying out and getting to every single FFA program and trusting them with that money that they're going to do the best thing for that next generation.
Oh, absolutely. That's great. Well, I was looking on here and, this auction, they'd love for you to be there, but this auction, in case you do have a normal 8-to-5 job and you can't be there, it's on liveauction.tv. And that's good. And then who's all on your sale crew? You're on the sale crew. Yep.
So sale crew, be Roger and Alan Entz. And then they always bring, several of their guys, Doug Eichelberger, usually Matt McKay, that actually are the ring guys for us. But you can contact Roger, Alan, myself, or my Uncle Terry. His phone number's there in the book as well.
Right.
You can contact us. We can answer any question you have about the cattle. If you want to leave bids with us, we run an absolute transparent sale. If you show up there, I'm in the sale block. I set a bottom dollar on every bull. That's where we start. That's where we sell them. There's no smoke and mirrors and running bids up. None of that happens. It's complete, honest, and transparent, and that's the way we've chosen to do things.
Well, the catalog's pretty easy to find, gentlemen and ladies. In case there's some ladies out there wanting to buy their husband there's got to be one woman out there that wants to buy their husband a bull.
We've got some. I'll be honest with you. We've got some incredible cattle ladies out there that, in my opinion, carry more knowledge than a lot of the guys I know.
And you're absolutely right. And I hope I didn't offend anybody when I said that, but what's cool is there's a lot of men out there that'll buy their wives bull. So
exactly.
And they got all the EPDs, everything you want to know about these bulls on this deal. And again, tell everybody how many you're selling. Let's see, what are you going? 36, 18 month olds.
Yep. So we've got 72 bulls total, 15 2-year-olds, 36 18-month-olds, and 21 yearlings, as well as the groups of heifers we'll be selling after the bulls get done.
Okay, and then it's easy to get these. You can find this in the Penny News, but you can also find them on Piercy Cattle, Angus, AngusCattle.com.
PiercyAngusCattle.com.
Yeah,
Facebook. Piercy Angus Cattle, we're all over. We're easy to find. Or you can give me a call at any time, 405-545-0985. I can hand deliver you a book if you hadn't got one already, give you directions, or if you have any questions about the cattle whatsoever, you know, I know them better than I know my kids sometimes.
Yeah, and it's true. And then again, Sunday, you're going to have ice cream and cobbler, and you guys can come out and spend all day looking at all the bulls. And and tell us again about the females. I want to hear one more time about the females you guys are selling.
We've got yearling registered open heifers. They'll be selling. There'll be a group of five of them, a group of four of them, and a group of four of them. And they're right out of the part of our replacements. They're cattle that if we had more land, we'd keep, to be honest with you. But that's the trouble we're in. So, they're incredible open heifers. They're ready to go work. A lot of them, all of them at this point now, have shown heat. They're ready to go.
Cool. Well, Trey, I appreciate you taking your busy time. I know you guys are trying to get things ready for the sale. It's 4 days away, and you got things going on. But thanks a lot for taking your time out to come on the show with me today. And hopefully I'll see you over there Sunday.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks, sir.
All right. Thanks, Trey. All right. Let's take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau Agency. And we'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
When you need medicine, you've got two choices. You can go to the pharmacy in the big box store where you rarely see the same pharmacist twice, or you can go local. When you go local, the pharmacist knows who you are and calls you by name. It always feels good to be called by your own name. It also means the pharmacist knows something about you and your medical history. So the person giving you your medicine has better insight into how it will react with your body and with other medications you may be taking. Medicine is serious business. It's your life and your health. So you don't want to be just a number. You don't want to be just another sale. You want to be known and you want to matter. You want your pharmacist to really care about you. Colby Brewster and the staff at Grandview Pharmacy keep the shelves stocked with the medication you need. They have a drive-thru, they'll deliver medication if you need them to, and they care about you. Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts, 1220 West 3rd in Elk City. Don't trust your health to strangers.
Your new truck is ready for you during Truck Month at Barber Dyson Ford. Running 2024 F-150, get $6,000 cash back or 3.9% interest for 60 months, plus over $3,200. On a 2024 Super Duty, get $3,000 cash back or 3.9% interest for 60 months. And save big on SUVs. Get $7,000 cash back on a 2024 Expedition and get up to $15,000 cash back on a 24 Bronco Raptor. These deals and more are ready for you during Truck Month at Barber Dyson Ford in Elk City, online at barberdysonford.net.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Kick off the season with a win. The Spring Into Savings promotion from Bridgestone and Firestone makes it easy to save while you gear up for planting season. Visit Blair Tire and Feed to take advantage of instant savings. $300 off all eligible Firestone 82IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. $200 off all eligible non-82 radial Firestone tires when purchasing two or more, plus $25 off Destination Farm and Turf tires. Don't miss out. This offer is only available until May 31st. Terms, conditions, and limitations apply. For details, contact Blair Tire and Feed.
The Piercy family invites you to their production sale at the Piercy Angus Cattle Facility in Eakley, Oklahoma. The sale will be held at high noon on Monday, March the 3rd. They will be offering over 70 registered Angus bulls, 16 two-year-olds, 36 18-month-olds, 21 yearlings, and special lots of replacement females will also be offered. For more information, contact Trey Piercy at 405-545-0985 or be sure and check out their ad in the Penny News.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, one of our listeners was listening to Trey and said, I love Resource. I have a son of his is one of my herd bulls and have straws of semen out of him. There you have it. Small world out here in the cattle, isn't it? Okay, let's see here. Check out Fort Cobb. I'm going to do Fort Cobb for your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Currently right now it's 66 degrees. When dew point's 22, humidity's 19, the winds are out of the north at 11 miles an hour with wind gusts at 17. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 46 degrees, sunset at 6:27. Sunny, 66 today. Looks like you're going to get there. I bet you warm up a little warmer since you're already 66. 37 degrees tonight and 75 with southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour tomorrow. Nice, beautiful couple days out there. A little windier today than what they were calling for. We were going to burn some grass here after a while, but I don't know if we're going to. A little windy. That's all right. We got plenty of fire trucks. Be on alert for alfalfa heaving. I seen this in an article the other day in the Hay and Forage Grower. With a week of warmer than average temperatures displayed on the weather apps following a sub-zero cold snap, I'm a little concerned about alfalfa injury and winter kill. This isn't the first time temperatures have dipped and risen in my area this winter, nor has there been any significant snow cover to protect plants from the fluctuations. The same concern seems to exist in other parts of the country where similar patterns of extremely cold temperatures have been interrupted with periods of warm weather. And we did go from one extreme. What was it? A week ago yesterday, we zero. Yesterday, or a week ago the day before was yesterday. Wednesday, Tuesday, we zero, and then we were 80, 83. It's crazy. In a recent article from OSU Extension, a team of field specialists said this type of variation is what instigates alfalfa heaving. Instigated. The authors explained that when rain or melted snow infiltrates the soil profile, it expands as it refreezes, lifting the upper layers of soil and establishing plants along with it. This is the same phenomenon that causes potholes or grows larger on paved roads during the winter. When alfalfa is forced above the surface with expanding soil, I don't know if we had enough moisture right here in western Oklahoma to do that. There's areas that had some moisture, but not very much. Exposed crowns are subject to damage, especially if temperatures tank after heating. Heaving occurs and there's no snow cover to insulate the ground. Deep-rooted taproots may also be broken since they cannot move upward with heaved plants. Pretty interesting. When tap roots break, alfalfa can be slow to green up in the spring as they are in the storage systems for the energy that instigates early growth, season growth. The authors add that breaking crucial fine roots can inhibit alfalfa's ability to take up water. In many cases, heaved plants may start to green up, but when the top couple of inches of soil dries out as the season progresses, the alfalfa may start to die after a few weeks. So check out your alfalfa plants on that. I've never seen that, but I bet it's happening. I just wasn't paying no attention. Alfalfa heaving and alfalfa winter kill in general remains somewhat of a mystery. Maybe that's why. Even under the defined conditions, heaving and winter kill may not occur. On the other hand, taking preventive measures like leaving ample stubble after the fall harvest to retain snow cover and reduce standing water may not be enough to protect plants in the long run. The authors noted well-drained alfalfa stands typically have less chance of heaving than others. Seedling well-adapted varieties and optimizing soil fertility may also help mitigate heaving. However, there's no way to completely ward off the risk. How about that? Let's see here. The big question. Do not call the FSA offices after I talk this. All right. I promise you, people, this American Relief Act payment that's supposedly coming here in the next week or 10 days, it'll get here. When it gets here, we'll see what happens. The FSA already knows your acres. All they're going to want to do when they get it ready is have you come in and sign for it, and you're going to get your money. But they there's all kinds of articles coming out because time is running out for the USDA to issue economic relief payments to farmers in the 90-day window set by Congress. According to some sources, producers are banking on these payments, even making business decisions based on the projected payment calculations. Careful what you do with your business there. Don't count your eggs before they hatch. It's just been over 2 months since Congress passed that. So we got about, I think they got until the middle of March here. So that's coming up here in the next couple weeks. But everybody, according to our Secretary of Ag, Brooke Rollins, it's going to happen. Even with the government shutdown, if they don't pass a bill, things are going to happen. So be cool and don't bother your agencies. They've got enough going on right now with the ARC, PLC stuff going on. You guys have a great day. We'll see you mañana. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sarah in Elk City, Oklahoma.
Kick it into overdrive.
Cool.
This is KECO, Elk City.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The deaths of 95-year-old actor Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy remain under investigation in New Mexico.
The Associated Press now looking at the sheriff's search warrant and saying that a court